From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely.
The classic song Crazy is one of country music's biggest hits, with its familiar theme of going crazy over lost love. The tune was made famous by a legendary female singer, Patsy Cline, but it was written by the man we're listening to now, Willie Nelson. Still, it's not surprising that it took a woman to put the tune on the charts. The lovelorn crazies most often depicted in music, movies, and operas are women. In movies, there was Joanne Woodward's character in The Three Faces of Eve, with her perplexing multiple personalities. And who could forget the bunny-boiling Glenn Close character in Fatal Attraction? In opera, there's the obvious example of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, not to mention Cherubini's murderous Medea. But there is at least one famously insane opera character who's not a woman. His name is Orlando, and he shows up in several operas. And they're all inspired by the same story, Ariosto's 16th century epic, Orlando Furioso, Crazy Orlando. Handel wrote two or three Orlando operas, maybe more, depending on who's doing the counting. Vivaldi also wrote an operatic Orlando Furioso, as did many other composers who aren't so well known. Then there's the unexpected one, a composer more famous for non-operatic music, Franz Joseph Haydn. He took a turn at Ariosto's epic as well, for an opera called Orlando Palladino. When it came to opera, Haydn wasn't as prolific as he was with symphonies and string quartets. He wrote about a dozen operas altogether, and while it's hardly a blockbuster, his deftly handled version of the Orlando story is now counted among his best. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Haydn's Orlando Palladino in a performance that's enhanced by some of the world's finest acoustics. It comes to us from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam and features tenor Marcel Reyens as Orlando and soprano Henriette Bond Hansen as Angelica, the woman who drives Orlando crazy.